Japan Stories, direct from Osaka. Real stories from Asian Access missionaries. Hello, everyone. This is Carrie Burrell bringing you another edition of Japan Stories. I know it's been a while, but I'm so glad to be back with you on the air again today. And I'm here with Peter Thompson.
Hey, everybody.
All right, and we're going to start a new series on some of our favorite resources for preparing for missions. And today we're going to do some resources specific for Japan.
That's right.
So, Peter, would you like to share one of your resources?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. There's a great book, a little booklet, actually, called Overcoming Spiritual Barriers in Japan. I mean, the subtitle is Identifying Strongholds and Redemptive Gifts, and it's by Keith Webb. He's a former Asian Access missionary who's now serving in other parts of Asia and doing leadership development. You can get this book by contacting Asian Access, and I think it's also actually for sale on the internet. Mm-hmm. But it gives some really good insights into Japan, and then understanding the spiritual condition of Japan, and then how to share Christ in relation to that. And so, really, if you think about it, it kind of answers the question, what is good news to the Japanese people? Which is so important when we want to share the gospel. Very often we want to take a Western approach. But this book just sheds some really key insights into the Japanese psyche, and then being able to understand that and then be able to share the gospel in a culturally appropriate way. It's great stuff. And it talks about wonderful aspects of Japanese culture and society that can be redeemed and used to strengthen the church and share Christ with society in general. Mm-hmm. So it's a great book. Again, it's called Overcoming Spiritual Barriers in Japan, Identifying Strongholds and Redemptive Gifts, and it's by Keith Webb. And you can get it through Asian Access or also Next Church Resources, or Google it, and I'm sure you'll find it on the web.
Mm-hmm. It's a great resource. I enjoyed it when I read it as well. Another great resource is The Unseen Face of Japan by David C. Lewis.
Great book.
Yeah, yes. It's a great book. Peter and I actually read it in the same study group here in our Kansai region. And David Lewis did a lot of research with a lot of people in Japan, just trying to see what the different things are, the views of Christianity in Japan, the views of the different religions that are in Japan, and the cultural aspects that challenge all of that. The thing that I pulled out the most was just being more culturally sensitive to the things that I didn't understand in Japanese culture. For example, some days when I'm driving to church, there's a parade of a shrine coming down the street, like a parade of the Shinto religion. And I always just am shocked, and I get kind of angry that I just want to go to church and this other religion is coming down the street and blocking my way. And then after reading this book, David Lewis challenges the Christian church in Japan and says, well, if the Shintos can come marching down the street, why shouldn't the Christian church go out there and praise God and do parades of worship down the streets as well? And so that was just a new vision casting for myself in the things that the Japanese church really can do. Mm-hmm. So, great resource. What do you think, Peter? What did you get out of
it? Great. You know, you think of Japan, you think of, you know, Honda, Sushi, Toyota, all those kinds of things. And this just takes a step back into religion and culture that you don't usually get. You won't get it presented on the news. So, it's just another way to create a fuller picture of Japanese society and really to help answer the question or... I don't know if answer the question, because it's not like the answer. Mm-hmm. It's not the book that's the answer or anything. Only the Bible's that.
That's right.
But it gives you just a fuller picture of the people to whom we're ministering, mm-hmm. And just to know how to better share Christ with them. So yeah, it's an excellent resource.
Mm-hmm. And again, David C. Lewis is a Christian, so it's from a Christian perspective, and so that's really helpful. And he gives great challenging ideas on how to share the gospel through what's already there in the Japanese culture.
And you know, Carrie, I think that The Unseen Face of Japan might be out of print. I'm not sure.
Yes,
but if you're interested in getting it, you can contact the Japan Evangelical Mission Association on the web. It's www.jema.org. And I'm pretty sure you can get it through JEMA. It's a great book.
And if you have any trouble getting any of these resources, just let us know. Email us at thepodcast@asianaccess.org, and we can put you in contact with that. Another great resource is Operation Japan. Many of you might be familiar with Operation World, which is a prayer guide that takes you through a year of praying through the nation of Japan. And
Well, the world.
That's this okay. Operation Japan is for Japan. Yeah. So, this resource also is available through Asian Access and GEMMA website. And I believe it's during the summer. Yeah, it's in July that you would be praying for the Kansai region when it's really hot and we need all the prayer we can get during that time. But it gets really specific into how many Christians are in each area and what the needs are of that area. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this? Yeah, have you used it?
I have. It's a great prayer resource. Mm-hmm. And it really fills you in on what the different regions are, what's going on in the regions, get some statistics, things like that. But also just, again, spiritual insight into mm-hmm. how to pray for Japan. It's an excellent resource.
Yeah.
No, and there's one more resource that we want to bring up today, and that is for those who are wanting to study Japanese in America or Canada, wherever you might be listening to the podcast, cheaply and effectively.
Yes,
And we have a great resource for you. Carrie, why don't you introduce it?
It's called YesJapan.com. So it's www.yesjapan.com. And I actually used this resource before I came to Japan. You can online listen to sound bites, go through lessons, learning the Japanese language from, it's a man who is American and his wife who's Japanese. And so they have real Japanese people doing the sound bites. You could learn writing and grammar. And there's also an option now that you can set up a live chat with a teacher and practice what you've been learning on the website. There's also tests and different things. So for those of you that need more discipline in your study, it really works. It worked for me. And hey, it's a lot cheaper than taking a class at a junior college if you don't have that option available.
Yeah, so. And it's self-paced mm-hmm. And lots of good, it's a very good resource. And it's about $15 a month.
Yes, about $15.
So yeah, we recommend it. It's a good resource. Again, www.yesjapan.com.
That's right. And again, any of the four resources that we shared with you today, if you have any problems finding them, just give us an email at podcast@asianaccess.org, and we will help you out with that. Thanks so much, Peter, for sharing your resources with us today.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you. We'll see you again on another edition of Japan Stories.